And what would you call white people that aren't very well off, but they don't care much, they don't try to work, they don't have much education?
White trash.
Is that a word that white people use to call?
That's the way white people refer to no count, as they say, other white people. No ambition, no education, willing to live in rather primitive conditions, white trash.
What did Negroes used to call white people like that? Did they?
I don't know. I've never heard them express themselves on the subject.
Did you ever hear the terms cracker or Hoosier?
The Indiana people are referred to as Hoosiers. Mm-hmm. What was the other word?
Cracker.
Georgia. Georgia crackers.
Uh-huh. But did you ever hear cracker just meaning any white person?
Or no.
Low down? What about someone from Louisiana, the French people from Louisiana?
A certain section, in a certain section, and or speaking of a person from that section, they call Cajuns, C-A-J-A-N-S.
Mm-hmm.
C-A-J-A-N-S, yeah. Which is a corruption of Arcadians.
Mm-hmm. What about any more vulgar term for Cajuns?
Any what?
A more vulgar term for Cajuns.
Don't know of any.
Did you ever hear Cooney or Cooney-ass?
What?
Coonies.
Cooney?
Or Cooney-ass for Cajuns?
I've never heard of them.
Okay. What about someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, everybody sort of notices him and sort of laughs about him as, you know, being from way out in the country?
We used to call them country jakes.
Okay. Any other terms like that that you can think of to refer to groups of people?
No, I can't think of anything else.
Mm-hmm. And say if you were at a party, you look at your watch and it's around 11:30 or so, you might say, well, we better be getting home. It's, what, midnight?
Might say it's time to go, which it would be.
It's not quite.
Oh, it's
midnight.
Getting late. Might say it's getting late.
It's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
Not quite what?
It's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
We'd say it's getting late.
Uh-huh.
Or late for me.
Mm-hmm. And say if you were walking outside on an icy area, you'd say, well, I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I didn't actually fall, but I slipped and I like to...
Have fallen.
Say the whole thing.
To have fallen.
Uh-huh. I slipped and I...
Almost fell.
Uh-huh. And if someone was waiting for you to get ready so y'all could go somewhere, and he calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you'll say, I'll be with you in...
A little while, or a few minutes, or 5 minutes, or 3 minutes, what have you.
Or just, I'll be with you in just...
With you in what?
You mean just 1 minute. You say, I'll be with you in...
In a minute.
Okay.
Which is foolish.
And,
are we getting near the end of this?
Pretty near the end.
You know what I think? Well, I'll tell you later. Go ahead.
Okay. This part of my head is called my...
What?
This part of my head is called my...
Forehead.
And
it really is forehead, but we call it forehead.
Uh-huh. And this is my...
Hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a...
Beard or whiskers.